Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, email, three times a day, part one. Here we go. We recommend doing email three times a day.
Only you, I don't. I love people. Right. You're the one saying email. Right. Three times. All the hate mail should go to Mike, guys.
Only three times.
Yeah, that's right. We do. Yeah, that's what I do.
And people think we're absolutely nuts.
Well, no, a lot of people think we're absolutely nuts. A bunch of people did it. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people do it this way. And they think we're the smartest people in the world because we recommended it and they do it and it works like a charm. But if you do it the way you're used to doing it and you can't imagine doing it any other way, which, by the way, we will dismantle in this cast.
Surgically.
Then somebody's suggesting that you do it in a vastly different way. Oh, it can't be done. It can't be done. Yeah, well, it can be done. It's done all the time. I get hundreds of mail a day. I do mail three times a day. My assistant, Mattel, who's great, recently said to me, you know, you've got some mails. And I looked down at my watch. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. I said, it's not time to do mail yet. She had this look on like,
what?
What? No, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And we talked about this back in, this one in 2005, right?
Very beginning. In the very beginning, it was one of our first, I want to say first 20
got email or some got cute
email.
Little thing like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Not so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, and what's funny about it is it really should have been a 10-part series. And that was back before we realized that we were packing too much stuff into cast. It was just overdoing it. And there are some people who say, no, feel free to give me a 40-minute cast with 80 ideas in it. I'll remember the three or four of them. You know, we left a lot out, even though we talked about a lot. And email hasn't gotten any easier. In fact, it's gotten harder, I think, for a lot of people since 2005. And so it's time to relook at it and to really update our core guidance, because doing email three times a day will literally change your professional life, and it absolutely can be done.
Yeah.
So four pieces of guidance, super easy in principle, hard to do behaviorally, and we'll walk through that. Number one, primary recommendation, only read / action or process, whatever word you want to use, your email three times a day. Sometime early in the morning, again in the middle of your day, and again at the end of your day. That's the decision that starts the process. And then the behavior that supports the decision is our second point. You empty your inbox every session. That's the whole key. You literally work to get through, process all of your email. I know you don't think it can be done, but tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people do it now, and it works like a charm. The third thing you do, the last two points we're going to make here are really secondary. It's those two points, the major ones, that really make a difference. But the third one is set up your email client, which for most people is Outlook in the year 2013 and was in 2005 as well. But someday that'll change, and we try to make recommendations that are timeless rather than timely. But we recommend you set up your email client, the software you use to read mail and process mail on, to retrieve mail manually. So it doesn't show you that you have mail on your computer, on your laptop, or on your desktop. It simply leaves it on the server until you tell it, I want it now. And I'm sure some of you are like, you could do that? And
yeah,
actually you can. It's normal.
I mean, mine dings all the time. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, let's not talk about Toast. You can't. This cast is, we don't have 2 extra hours to talk about Toast. And number four, our final point, is a standard pushback. We totally respect it. We understand it. We're not trying to poo-poo it. When you say, we have an email culture here, there's going to be pushback, I can't do that. And the fact is, in our experience with tens of thousands of managers, that email culture pushback will absolutely go away. And not in that long a time, in a week or so. People will get used to the fact that you do mail differently.
Right. I think most people, like they do email all day long, right? They got their BlackBerry, they got their iPhone, they got whatever, right? And they're between meetings, or they're, God forbid, in meetings. Doing mail, right? They're doing mail throughout the day. They're almost doing email constantly.
Yeah, we can't literally say constantly, right? But I think emotionally and therefore figuratively, that's the way people behave. Now, and we're not going to talk about mobile devices today, and there are going to be people who are immediately saying, well, they're dodging the issue. Look, guys, mobile devices are just like laptops, are just like desktops. They are devices which you interact with based on your own choice. Okay, we're recommending you do mail three times a day. We're going to leave out talking about mobile devices because we know you can still check mail on your mobile device, and we're going to let you have that as a safety valve. But once you start doing the vast majority of your mail first thing in the morning, when you do all of your mail first thing in the morning, whatever came in last night and so on, and you start checking your phone, your iPhone, your BlackBerry, your Android, your Samsung Galaxy, whatever. When you check your mobile device, let's say you got into work at 8 o'clock in the morning and you did mail from 8:15 to 8:45, you got it all done. When you check mail on your phone at 9:15 or 9:30 or 9:45, you're gonna discover there's not a lot of mail to go through.
Yeah.
There's just not. And you're gonna discover that Pavlovian focus on the device is going to go away a little bit. And in the beginning, it's gonna bug you. Is there something wrong? And you'll remember, oh, wait, I did mail this morning. I don't have any mail. Actually, you might, but maybe your phone hasn't gone to get it, depending upon the settings on your phone. But we're gonna let people have their devices, okay? Now,
generous guy.
Oh, that's you talked me into it, sir. You're such a fine person. But look, here's the fundamental point we're trying to make about only reading and actioning email 3 times a day. Guys, rather than doing email throughout our days, when we have a minute, like Mike said, walking between meetings, at your desk with unscheduled time in bits and pieces, manager tools and career tools recommend only processing. And by that, we mean reading and answering and writing and forwarding and all that sort of stuff. Let's not get into semantics about what processing mail means and so on. Everybody does that a little bit differently. And we have guidance on it, but not for today. Only processing email during 3 pre-scheduled times each work day. Sometime early in the morning. Doesn't have to be the first thing. In fact, I would argue it should not be the first thing, but it's up to you. Okay, in the middle of the day and near the time that you go home. Not necessarily the last thing you do, because we know most of you are going to do some mail at home as well. This means, folks, what we're telling you here is that you put time on your calendar. You schedule on your calendar. It's a recurring thing, 5 days a week. There are 3 meetings. And by the way, you'll start out at 30 minutes and you'll end up being able to get it done in 15 minutes. I've gotten to the point where now I can do my morning mail simply because there are so many CCs I don't have to read and all kinds of other things. I can do it in 20 minutes and I'm done. And Mattel comes in the middle of the day to check on whether or not I've done email. I have email and fog bug schedules. I said, no, I'm done. I'm up to date. She says, I don't know how you do it. I said, what you do is sit down and do it. That's what you do. You don't let it come to you and then feel like you're simply standing against the tide. You simply attack the tide.
You take control of it.
You take control, yeah, right? So what this means is you do mail virtually, or if you want to eliminate the virtually, fine, no other time during your workday except when you are scheduled to do it. In the same way that you can't be in a staff meeting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, if your staff meeting is scheduled for 3 o'clock on Tuesday, you don't do mail at 10 a.m. if you're not scheduled to do mail at 10 a.m., okay? So if it's not one of those scheduled times, you don't open mail on your laptop or on your desktop. Now, if you want to open it on your phone, that's fine. And if you want to suddenly say, I've overridden Mark and Mike, Manager Tools, and Wendy and Danny and everybody else, and I'm going to do it all on my phone, great, knock yourself out. But if you think you're kidding, if you think you're fooling us, you're not. And we encourage you to write long emails from your phone. That'd feel great. If it's not one of those scheduled times, you don't open mail on your laptop or your desktop. And ideally, again, don't try to process mail on your mobile device. But if you're going to every once in a while, okay, fine. Okay?
Yeah. Now, a lot of folks, this is not going to make a lot of sense.
It's, yeah.
I got some. I cannot get it all
right.
Day.
But, dude, okay. It doesn't make any sense. And it's funny, I'm talking to you like you don't know this, but of course you and I have had this conversation, right? All right, folks, trust me, Mike is playing the straight man here, okay?
No, really? I just don't understand.
Mr. Mail, right? I mean, how many times have we told the story of you sending me mails when I was calling you? I would call you, get voicemail, and say, hey, I'd like to talk to you about X, and you'd send back a note, an email, because you didn't want to talk to me on the phone because you prefer email, which was, hey, got your message. Well, I know that. The voicemail message system works. What do you have to say about that? And I would call you again. You didn't want to talk to me. You would answer. You wouldn't answer the phone. Anyway, we know you like mail. And the fact is the vast majority of people have a fundamental assumption that's false, but that assumption is so invisible to them that when you tell them, I'm only going to do mail 3 times a day, it literally doesn't make sense. It goes up against not what they know to be true, although they would say, I know this is true. It's actually not what they know to be true. It's an assumption buried so deep in the way they process and the way they behave around mail that it is the truth when in fact it is simply an assumption. And they say, I can't get it all done, right? And the reason for that is I'm a reasonably smart person. I do mail all day, every day, it seems like. if you tell me I have to do it during these short times, right, an hour and a half, I know I spend 2.5 or 3 hours a day on it.
And I can't get it done then.
I can't get it done then. So why would I be able to get it done in a lot less time?
Just saying.
So look, guys, yeah, just saying, yeah. We would ask, guys, that you hold off on that judgment for just a moment, okay? We respect it. And look, I think 10 years ago or 8 years ago on this cast, I would have said, you're wrong. I want you to know, guys, I'm better now. I'm thinking that you're wrong, but I'm not actually saying that you're wrong. And I was exactly where you were. And for many of us, Mike and I's age, we're 53 or so. Actually, you're 53 and I'm 52, right? We came to professional adulthood, professional maturity, before email existed.
That's right.
And so email, as an enormous, the great gouger and gorger of one's time, came to us after we'd already established our professional habits, which made it even harder.
And I was excited about it, to be
honest. Yeah, absolutely. Why would you want to talk to anybody when you could send mail?
Well, there you go.
Don't come to my cube. I don't like you. I just want to send you mail. Okay, but let's talk about the rationale, okay? First of all, what's interesting about this is I want to be a little bit subtle here, guys, and some of you longtime listeners will love this. Choosing to read or process mail 3 times a day is not the most important behavior that we're going to talk about, but it is the critical decision, even though, yes, I know decisions are behavior, it is the critical decision that a person makes relative to email. If you make this decision, and remember, guys, a decision is a choice and an activity to make the choice real, okay? If you make this decision, this is the critical decision that will make the rest of your email life easy, okay? Once you relegate mail by this decision to say, I'm only gonna do it 3 times a day, and by the way, we wouldn't fall on our sword about 3 times a day. If somebody wanted to do it at 10 a.m. and at 2 p.m., we'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
In our experience, the vast majority of people do it 3 times a day.
It fits in well with the rhythm of the day.
Right, if you do it first thing in the day, you can't wait till the end of the day. People are like, what, are you not on mail? Where have you been? Although we will cover that. People are not on mail all the time and they don't get fired for it. They don't even get in trouble for it, but that's a whole other thing. Once you say, email only happens to me, as a manager wrote to me once, Mark, I discovered something incredible. Email had been happening to me and now I just decided I'm going to tell email you can only happen to me during these times. He said the relief he felt recognizing that he really believed that email happened to him, right? That he said, my first step in my 12-step process is you can only happen to me 3 times a day. He said, I suddenly feel powerful about email. And what's funny is, of course, he was always powerful about email before, but now he felt powerful. And of course, that reminds us that all human behavior stems from emotion. Even us high Ds and those of you who are high Cs would hopefully agree with it, even though it's frustrating. And that is the word emotion and the word motion are similar for a reason, folks. But he felt powerful and that caused him to feel much more comfortable changing his behavior and wrestling email into something that was effective, that was useful, that was efficient, that was part of the culture and was not a problem for him the way it is for tens of millions of other professionals. So deciding to do it 3 times a day is the critical decision. Once you relegate mail to only certain times a day, you're not tyrannized by it throughout the day. At 10 o'clock in the morning, even though you probably intellectually know you're getting mail, you're not doing mail, you're not going to do mail until sometime middle of the day. Maybe it's 11:45, maybe it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever the case might be.
You're not only not going to do it, you're not going to think about it.
Right, exactly.
It's not going to be the thing in the back of your head that keeps...
Okay, but let's talk about that for a second, because in the first couple of weeks, they're going to think about it, right?
Sure.
I mean, they're going to want that teat to suck on. They're going to want the baby bottle. It's like, ooh,
well, anytime you break a habit,
Yeah. So they're going to think about it, and they're going to jones for it, and they're going to shake a little bit, and they're going to have an extra cup of coffee.
Until they get through step 10 or something.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay? Now look, let's talk about that a little bit more. Most of us would probably agree with this statement that, hey, usually when I come back to my desk, I log into mail and check it or do it, something like that. I get back from meetings, I get back from lunch, I get back from somebody else's cube, I check mail first. I log into my computer, my PC, my laptop, whatever, and I do mail. Or I would put differently, the first thing I do is check mail. I may not choose to do mail, but I check mail.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks would say, I always have mail to do.
Right, exactly.
Right? I always do, right? So when I have a long and scheduled block of time on my calendar, That's when I think about catching up with a mail.
In fact, people look forward to those long blocks of time to catch up on mail.
To work mail.
Yeah. What's fascinating about that is all they're doing is catching up. They're not growing the business. They're not coming up with new ideas. They're not leading their team. They're not cutting costs. They're just literally catching up on mail. There's a whole mentality of vocabulary around mail, which is mail is my superior. I can only catch up.
As if catching up in mail is an objective, right?
In fact, I've come to think that I'm pretty soon I will see a bullet on a resume, an accomplishment bullet, stayed current on mail. I mean, that's, I mean, as much time as spent in the modern world on catching up or getting caught up on mail, it ought to be an accomplishment. Look, guys, if that's the way you're going to behave, put it on your resume. And then people go, well, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, right.
And then you go, well, then why would you spend so much time trying to do that? Well, because I have to. Well, actually, no. You really don't, but okay. So you're right. I always have mail to do, always catching up. The reasons for this are obvious, and this is going to surprise some people, I think. We didn't talk about this in the first cast. That's part of the reason why we're revisiting this, because we wanted to give some depth, this guidance. This guidance was super important, and we literally, I think we gave 2.5 minutes to this guidance. Mm. And 2.5 minutes about this piece of guidance. Over. Now, some of you might say, well, are they revisiting old topics? No, we're making it easier for the tens of thousands, actually now hundreds of thousands of people who have heard us about email, and it shocks me to think that we only have one cast on email. But look, the reasons for this are obvious. I want to share two concepts that most of you believe, and the way I know you believe it is because you behave as if it's true. In fact, the history of the word believe is to act as if. If someone says, I believe so-and-so, and then they don't act that way, then that's not actually their belief. Their beliefs are inferred from their activities. Okay, so they're using belief incorrectly. The first concept that most people believe in is I schedule time for important things, right? Fairly true. Makes sense to everybody, right? There are some of us who don't necessarily agree because we only schedule time for meetings, which is a whole nother problem, a set of symptoms or whatever. But I'd even argue that if you're the person who doesn't think meetings are all that important, but you schedule time for them or somebody else does, you go to them and you can't miss them. And that's saying, that's important to me, right? Even if you think, if I were in charge, I would do something different. Most of us value our own time and we go to things that we believe are important. We do the things that we believe are important. So I schedule time for important things. The second concept that's, I think, obvious to everyone, look at your life, look at your email is important. There it is. Yeah. Email is important. Some people might argue mail isn't important the way they would say, oh, I don't always schedule time for my important stuff. But nobody's going to argue that they aren't obligated to keep up with it. There's that phrase, right? And nobody's going to argue that they end up doing it virtually all the time. And at Manager Tools and Career Tools, we generally believe if you spend a great deal of time doing something, folks, you have chosen with your behavior to say that's important. Because if you spend a lot of time on it, you act as if it's important, and therefore you believe it's important. But look at what we just agreed to in principle. I schedule time for important things, and email is important. And yet you look at the vast majority of calendars, what is it, 90% plus? There's no time on there for email, right? Okay. The fact is, the reason so many of us are doing mail all the time, quote unquote, I just did a Joey air quotes, by the way, for those of you who are not watching on video, because there is none, is because A, there's a lot of it to do, right? So, I mean, obviously, if you only have one thing to do, which is take out the trash in the morning, there's not a lot of that to do. It doesn't take all day, right? So you're doing mail all the time because A, there's a lot of it to do. B, therefore, it takes a lot of time. C, we don't have time scheduled for it. So therefore, D, we have to do it in almost all of our unscheduled time. And as we've talked about before, this is what we at Manager Tools and Career Tools call galactically stupid, right? And so if we're doing it all the time, and we're going to talk more about Horstmann's Corollary to Parkinson's Law in a little bit, and it's important, we ought to agree, we ought to say, it's important. Let's admit we believe it's important. Let's schedule time for it so that we can live our lives in a way that's reasonable relative to the fact that we schedule time for important things. And that's why we say, only read or action mail 3 times a day. Now, I know other people are still listening and going, they're still nuts.
Yeah.
Of course, now, though, In the beginning, I was going to put it on you, but now they've definitely put it on me. So,
okay, that's
so
good.
You're good. You're good. You're fine. I'm good. You're good.
Okay, so if suddenly we limit the time we give to email,
yeah,
and that's all we do for now, we're going to fail. By definition, I can't...
We're going to fail. How? What do you mean? I see what you're saying. If you're spending 3 hours on mail now...
And then 3 hours.
Mike and Mark,
I'm spending 7 hours a day on email.
See, guys, see, now, here's the difference between Uncle Mark and Uncle Mike. Uncle Mark says, I know you're probably spending 3 hours on mail. Mike looks at you and says, you must be spending 7 hours on mail. I believe that you can get through your mail in 3 hours a day. Mike says seven. And so if you're going to send mail to us, make sure you send it to Mike about how he doesn't believe you can get all that work done in 3 hours. It'll take you seven.
I've been in the real world.
And you're going to say that. And you've seen people spend 7 hours on mail.
Are you kidding? Okay. Oh. I've seen people go in their office in the morning and they don't come out until the evening and they're doing email all day long.
Yeah, remember when you were at MCI years and years and years ago and the traffic was so bad in Northern Virginia that most of the directors, senior directors, VPs, managers, all first thing, they got up in the morning, they sent their kids off to school, and for the first 2 hours in the morning, all they did was mail because they were at home waiting for traffic to clear, because if you left home at 7 o'clock, you would get into your office at 10, and if you left home at 9:20, you would get into your office at 10. So you spend an hour, 2.5 hours doing mail.
There you go.
Then you would get to the office, and what did everyone do the moment they got into their office at 10 in the morning?
Fire their laptop.
They would open up their laptop and do mail. Because of the mail that happened in the 40 minutes.
A very email-centric culture.
But we'll talk about that in a minute.
That aside, people spend, maybe it's not 7 hours, but people spend an inordinate amount of time doing email every day. So if I can't get it, say it's 3 hours,
right, your point,
whatever
is good.
It is. Yeah. If it's 3 hours, I can't get it done in 3 hours. And now you're going to tell me, I got to schedule three times a day. Let's be generous and say 30 minutes each of those times. So I can't get through it in 3 hours. Now you want me to get through it in an hour and a half? It just doesn't make sense.
I do.
Math doesn't work.
And you're right to defend yourself. But here, we talked about the decision to relegate it to certain times in the day, to say it's not the most important thing you do. Trust me, check your job description. It's not the most important thing you do. Ask your boss what she thinks is the most important thing you do. It's not email. Okay, but that said, that's the decision to relegate it. Now, what's the behavior that enacts the decision? What's the activity that makes the choice a decision? And
that's what I want to know. So
yeah,
tell me. Just tell me. I want to know.
Who's on first? I don't know. The key behavior is emptying your inbox during each of the three processing times that you schedule for mail. Now, I'm going to pause here because I know you're going to say, I don't think you solved my problem. So go ahead.
I don't think you solved my problem.
I thought you'd expand a little bit on that there, partner. Throw your softball.
I have 10, okay, I can do 10.
Right.
What if I got 100? What if I got 150?
Yeah, same.
Same.
Absolutely same.
Same amount of time.
Absolutely same.
Okay, you got it. You got to tell me how to do that.
So look, okay. And I know that people are going, this makes no sense. And the reason it makes no sense is because you have been acting as if you have an unlimited amount of time for mail. And so mail takes you as long as it takes you. Okay. Whether you have 20 or 100 mails, which is not unusual for me, 100 mm-hmm. mails first thing in the morning, your goal during your email processing time is to read, action, delete, forward, respond to, relegate to the trash, whatever. All of the email you have gotten since your last processing. At noon, you're going to be doing the stuff that came in the morning. In the afternoon, you're going to be doing stuff that came in after lunch. In the morning, you're going to be doing everything that came in since you last checked mail before you went to bed.
That doesn't make sense because the amount of time it takes to do an email is fixed. And so, therefore, mm-hmm. if you take a fixed amount of time multiplied by a number of emails,
then
you get a number.
Then you get a number, which is probably bigger than half an hour.
Yeah, there you
by
go.
By definition, for yeah, most people, who are, for many, maybe not most, but for many of the people who are listening to this. Yeah,
I rest my case.
And now we get to
you can thank me, folks. Yeah, you can thank me.
Uncle Mike, he's all in for you guys. And there is a fundamental assumption in there. It's false, and I think everybody heard it, and they know what I'm going to say. And that is the amount of time it takes to process a mail is fixed. It's false. It's false. Okay, I'm just going to talk about the behavior for a minute, and I want to walk them through. You keep distracting me. Squirrel. I'm going to walk them through what I want them to do, what we want them to do, and then I'll talk more about the assumption. Okay. And
I'm going to zip my lip.
Yeah, good.
I talk too much on these cats.
Yeah, exactly. You talk. I don't know. I just sit here listening quietly. So listen, folks, you don't take your time. Okay? Your goal is to get through all mail in the time that you have. You don't think as much about every single mail. And guys, don't BS me, okay? You don't think much anyway when you're doing email, for heaven's sake. You don't edit and then re-edit. You don't engineer to death every message, okay? Though one or two mails might come in any given time that you're going to say, I'm going to spend extra time on that one. I would actually recommend you do those first. What most people do is wait until the end and do them last, and they don't get to them. If you do them first, you end up compressing the time left for the others, and you begin to feel that time working against you, and you become better at doing hard mails quickly, okay? But you don't take your time, and you read, you delete if necessary. You go in order importance, in order of importance. But to tell you the truth, that's a whole separate cast about guidance we have, and we've talked about that in the previous guide email cast, okay? You work to get done. You don't work until the unscheduled time that you have on your calendar runs out, okay? You start doing mail. You keep your eyes on the clock. You work quickly to process every mail. You try to process mail in a way. You make assumptions about the mail to process it as quickly as possible. You don't go fast. In other words, thinking, okay, Mark and Mike said I should go faster, so I'm just going to try to do my mail faster. That's not enough. You say to yourself, fast is not the relevant issue. I'm certainly going to go faster than I did before when I let email ooze through all the cracks and interstitial spaces in my professional daily life. Rather, the goal is not to go fast. The goal is to get done. You're certainly going to go faster, but that's not the goal. The goal is to get done, okay? You don't go fast. You go fast against the clock in order to finish. You don't try to speed up. Speeding up is what happens because what you're doing is measuring your success both against the remaining mails and the remaining time. You work for a result, and this goes back to the point we made earlier, not just to keep up with mail. The result is, I don't have any more, it's done, okay? You get your work done, you don't just spend time doing something. And look, I just described what the sort of the mindset and what we want you to do. And I'll tell you, we had a guy come to the Shanghai conference, and I made a point about this, and he says, you know, America's different than China. And I said, oh, sure it is, you know. There's all kinds of differences, including size and political culture and everything else, but fundamentally, people are people everywhere we go. And he said, so I don't think the email thing will work. I said, look, I'll make you a deal. Go home tonight. I don't know how many mails you get. He says, 50 to 70. I said, give yourself an hour. I bet you can get through all of it. Push yourself. See if you can get through all of it. He says, I don't know. I said, well, look, I'm at a disadvantage here because if you think you're not going to be able to do it, you're not going to be able to do it, right? If you think you can't, you won't. And the guy sends me a mail. The last mail he did that night was like, you're not going to believe it. I mean, it's the classic manager tools line. Mark, you're not going to believe it. Well, I tried what you said and it worked. He says, I do have a couple I still haven't done. But he got through 70, 90 mails as opposed to those mails being available to being required for him to get done first thing in the morning. And by the way, the people who send them, there's a bit of urgency. And here's a little hidden gem about email. You want to take more time to spend on that mail, but every person who sends you mail will take less of a perfect answer. Sorry, you high C's, it's true. For a faster answer, including, hey, I don't have an answer yet. I'll have to ping you in a couple of days. Now, I created an initial task for myself in a couple of days to check on it, but I don't simply look at the mail and go, I can't do this mail, and so it's going to sit in my inbox. I'm going to respond to the mail. I don't have an answer yet. I'll give you an answer in a couple of days. And I create a new task that's not an email task. It's a regular work task. Send Bob an email, as opposed to having it sit in my inbox and constantly be reminding me, I'm behind. I owe him. No, don't do that.
Yeah. You might get an email that requires two hours of work. Fine. Well, action email.
Right.
Schedule time to do that task. Put that on your calendar.
Right.
The email
is not the 2 hours. Exactly. Okay, I've got it. This is going to take me about 2 hours. I've scheduled, so I'm here. Here's when you have it. Now, other people would say, well, don't do that because they'll say they want it faster. It doesn't matter whether they say they want it faster. You probably can't get it done any faster. And it doesn't help you at all to act as if because you haven't answered the mail, they think magically you're going to get it done in the next hour, hour and a half anyway. It's not going to happen. 95% of the people would rather know when you're going to get it done and rather you respond to the mail. Now, some of you would say, oh, that's not processing mail. Yes, it is. It's just like being in a conversation. When my boss is in a meeting, when I'm in a meeting with my boss and he says, Mark, I need you to get those, I need you to get that data to me. And I say, okay, I'll get it to you. When do you need it? I need it by tomorrow morning at 10. I said, okay, I'll get it tomorrow morning at 10. He doesn't expect me to start working on it or not answer him in the meeting. And then at the end of the tomorrow morning at 10, hand him something and say, by the way, I got your message in the meeting. Here it is. It's done.
So is it possible if I start doing it this way and I separate the work from the email that my calendar might start getting more full?
It's possible. It's not guaranteed because that implies that somebody's going to start managing their calendar, which is a completely separate kettle of fish. Some people do that.
But if I manage my calendar,
absolutely. If your manager calendar is a professional, as an executive, as a smart person, then yes, absolutely. You're going to start putting stuff in your calendar.
So it's very possible that I may determine at some point that there are things that are in my email that people want me to do, and I'm going to just not do them because my calendar's full.
That's exactly
right. I'd have to make choices about what I do and what I don't do.
Yeah, which people are already doing, but they're feeling guilty about the email. Yeah, it's based on importance. Yeah, we could talk about importance for a long, long time, I think.
Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. Have a great one. So long.